Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 132 for Thursday, November 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Thursday, dropping in sympathy with Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Malaysian palm oil was also down overnight. Canola was $5 to $7 lower at the close, the January contract down $6.70 at $474.70 per ton. Yesterday's rally brought in some fresh farmer selling, which contributed to today's softer tone. Speculative selling was another feature, as prices fell to the low end of their well-established trading range. However, scaled-down end-user demand provided support, while recent weakness in the Canadian dollar also underpinned the futures. Chart support held to the downside as well, with canola still stuck within a month-long sideways trading range despite the recent volatility. Milling wheat and durum are both untraded, but barley moved higher with 25 contracts trading in December. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all steady to lower. Soybeans down 13 to 18 cents, the January contract down 18 at $8.65 per bushel, as disappointing weekly export sales weighed on prices. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean sales of 655,000 tons. That was well below pre-report estimates that had bottomed out at 1.4 million. Losses in crude oil and world vegetable oil markets also weighed on beans, but there is still enough uncertainty over the state of the South American crops to keep some weather premiums in the futures, tempering the losses. Corn is down 3 to 6 cents, the December contract down 6 at $3.74 per bushel. The weakness in crude oil was especially bearish for corn given the grain's link to ethanol production. Ideas the USDA will raise its production estimates in next week's monthly supply-demand report, put further pressure on corn, with talk of large piles of corn across the Midwest. Weekly U.S. corn sales at 556,000 tons were right in line with trade guesses, although total commitments are still running well behind last year's pace. Wheat was steady to down 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago unchanged at $5.26 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat sales of around 100,000 tons were well below the already pessimistic pre-report estimates and the second poorest of the marketing year to date. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.